The question of police service in Haines will not be on the ballot this October, and it's the first day back to school in Klukwan. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strumpel. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro canceled a special assembly meeting Monday evening, less than 2 hours before it was scheduled to start. The assembly planned to discuss a ballot measure that would expand police service across the borough. What the assembly didn't know is that the deadline to put that ordinance on the ballot had already passed. The big news is that the question of police service area will not be on the upcoming ballot. Here's why. Haines resident Paul Nelson wrote an email to Haynesboro staff and assembly that said a Monday night special borough assembly meeting was unlawful and that he'd like to see it canceled. He got what he was looking for. Nelson runs Bigfoot Auto at 1.5 Mile. He says the borough failed to give sufficient public notice for the meeting.
There has to be a minimum of 5 days before any public meeting regarding putting a ordinance on the ballot.
That's according to state statute.
They should cancel the meeting and they should not put this health issue on the ballot.
That's not why the meeting was canceled. But his second point is. Nelson said that's not all. Per borough code, it is too late to add anything to this year's municipal ballot. The special assembly meeting would have included the third hearing of an ordinance that would amend borough charter to add police service to the list of area-wide powers. Nelson's opposition is both legal and ideological. He says he doesn't want the police to have those.
I guess my first goal is to get the borough to comply with their own rules. And the second goal is to prevent putting area-wide policing on the ballot when we have much more pressing issues.
The borough gave only 4 days of notice for the meeting, but borough clerk Aleka Fullerton says the text and summary of the ordinance itself had been noticed for weeks.
The reason that the meeting has been canceled is due to its content, not because of the lack of notice. There is no lack of notice.
So it's too late for the question to be on the October 1st, 2019 election ballot. Fullerton was out of town when the meeting was scheduled. And she says she's glad that residents like Nelson are keeping tabs.
I like that we have people checking up on things like that. I think that's good for our community.
Fullerton says skipping the meeting will save taxpayers $750. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel. Monday was the first day of school for Klukwan students. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with the new head teacher, Eric Hart, to learn more about the upcoming school year.
Students met their new head teacher, Eric Hart, for the first time Monday. He says for their first day, the students are going to get out and enjoy the nice weather.
We're going to go for a walkabout and get to know the village. We're going to combine literacy and social studies and PE by walking to different places and talking about our place in the world and our place in the village.
Hart comes to the Klukwan School after teaching high school science in Gustavus. This year, he will be teaching a younger group of students.
So the age group is, you know, going to be preschool through sixth grade. Right now, the number for enrollment today is 12, but we expect hopefully some more people to enroll.
Enrollment at the Klukwan School is low, but still above the 10-student minimum required for the school to receive funding from the state. In the past, Hart has taught biology classes and demonstrated how to butcher a moose. He hopes to bring these lessons to Klukwan.
If I'm lucky, we will get a moose this year to process and do some cultural education stuff. So it's not a done deal, but we've got our plan in the works to get a moose that could be donated from either roadkill or potential illegal kill during the moose seasons.
Hart is the only teacher at the Klukwan School licensed to teach kindergarten through 12th grade. He is assisted by paraprofessionals and language specialists. Jen Marschke resigned from the Klukwan School last month. She was the school's only teacher with special education certification. Hart says Chatham School District is still looking to hire another teacher to replace her.
We're constantly in contact with people. Right now we have a couple people we're talking to, so we're still in the process of looking to hire that position.
The Chatham School District is holding a regular school board meeting on Tuesday at 6 p.m. A video conference will be available at the Klukwan School. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The fishing season for fall chum salmon in southeast Alaska is just getting going. But earlier runs of summer chum this year turned out to be unexpectedly very poor. As Angela Denning reports, hatchery managers in the region are struggling to get enough eggs for raising future generations of fish.
Chum salmon are usually a staple species for southeast Alaska fishermen. But summer harvests this year came in well below average. By late August, the region-wide harvest totaled around 5 million fish, just about half of the 10-year average. And managers weren't expecting just an average year. They predicted another bumper crop of 18 million fish.
It looks like our overall chum salmon harvest is going to be quite poor this year.
Andrew Piston is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Pink and Chum Salmon Project Leader in Southeast.
It's definitely been a surprisingly poor year for hatchery chum salmon in particular.
Most of the region's chums come from hatcheries, and three regional nonprofits are seeing only about a quarter of the fish they expected. One program based in Ketchikan, SARA, or Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, saw only 20% of their 4 million chum forecast.
We've had a very tough season.
David Landis is SARA's general manager. He says their hardest hit sites were where they collect salmon eggs.
We're struggling to get our brood stock in the quantity that we need to have for a full release next year.
To get more eggs, SARA is experimenting with a marine pen at a new site instead of their usual practice of capturing fish after they enter freshwater streams.
We're actually having these fish right in salt water and waiting until they are essentially ready to spawn in salt water and then extracting them out and taking the eggs that way.
SARA doesn't expect it to be as effective as their usual method. A hatchery program based in Juneau, Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC, is also seeing 20% of their forecast.
Boy, just kind of a striking poor return.
That's Eric Prestigard, the executive director of DIPAC. He says the company is scrambling to get enough eggs. They're also coming up about $2 million short from cost recovery goals. That's money made from harvesting the fish to cover the cost of operations.
We'll obviously dip in the reserve some. At the same time, I think we may look at, you know, delaying some capital projects.
All the hatchery managers say they'll be crunching numbers and comparing notes this winter to try to figure it out. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.